It took me a few days to process what I already knew, but I guess it's worth saying. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? Are you surprised? Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all counts. All counts. What should have been an open and shut case turned into another laughing stock. And what's so funny about it, and I'm not saying funny as in not taking it seriously, but just a funny thought, is the victims who he shot, one died, one lost an arm. An arm had to be amputated. The victims were white. This is not a race thing. This is a fact. So I'm not saying this with race. The bottom line is, since we're going to go there, let's go there with race. There is no way in hell that anyone, regardless of the color of your skin, is going to tell me that I or any black person, male or female, can travel state lines from Decatur, Illinois, to Wisconsin, be a minor, have in my possession a AK assault rifle, boldly walk the streets in the middle of a riot. Shoot three people, one die, one is permanently disabled. And I get arrested, go to trial, and be found not guilty of all charges. Y'all know good and damn well, I would not even made it to trial because I would have been laying in the streets as well. The police would not have been serving me water and giving me the thumbs up and all that other nonsense. But what do I know? Kyle goes free. Godspeed, Kyle Rittenhouse. I got to give you and your attorneys much, much credit. Hell, far as I'm concerned, while your cases are different, you made OJ proud, and even Johnny Cochran got to be smiling from above. This has been Eric's Editorial Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, my loyal listeners, I thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, remain blessed, safe, and privileged for yourselves and your families. And we'll talk soon.